Hey, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host, and what an outstanding streaming weekend. There's all kinds of wonderful content, whether it be movies, shows you want to catch up on. If you haven't seen Billions and you want to catch up some episodes, there's wonderful entertainment to stream by the pool or, you know, on your phone somewhere while you're just hanging out or, over your television set through your streaming device. Okay. So there's all kinds of good stuff. But personally, I'm going to be watching a lot of motor racing because on Sunday, you have three of the premier races in the world taking place back to back to back. And it begins over in Monaco with the Grand Prix of Monaco. And of course, you get to see the Formula One cars racing through those tight streets of Monte Carlo past the beautiful harbor there with all the million-dollar yachts, and of course, past the amazing casinos. It is like watching a race and a travelogue all at the same time. That's going to start at 9 a.m. on ESPN, and you know the drill. For streaming ESPN, you need a pay TV subscription if you're using the Watch ESPN app. Of course, there's the new ESPN standalone app, which has a 7-day free trial. I strongly recommend that you use that. There's a lot of great content on it, and it's certainly worth giving a try. So try the ESPN app, the standalone one, if you don't already have a Watch ESPN app already to rock and roll. Okay. Meanwhile, we move at 12:30 around lunchtime to Indianapolis, Indiana, where the Indy 500 will take place. Now, after a 54-year run, the 2018 Indy 500 will be the last for ABC. Next year, the race moves over to NBC, where they will be hosting the entire Indy racing season. But one last year on ABC, and ABC, of course, is an over-the-air broadcast channel, and strongly suggest that you use your HD television aerial. That'll get you your ABC affiliate without any problems. Now, if you're going to try to stream it, again, your best bet, go to ESPN, the Watch ESPN app, or try the 7-day free trial of the ESPN standalone app, and that'll get you the Indy 500. Meanwhile, at 6 o'clock, we go down south to Charlotte, North Carolina for the Coca-Cola 600. It's the longest of all the races in the entire NASCAR season. That's going to be on Fox Go. And again, it's over the air on Fox, so you can use your HD antenna or you can use the Fox Go app, which requires a pay TV subscription. There's also a number of Fox stations that are on Fubo, DirecTV Now, Hulu Live, YouTube Live, or check out our friends at Boom Media. They can all take care of you. But make sure that you can either access the Fox Go app or the Fox Television Network, and shouldn't be a trouble for you to get that. So watching those three races shouldn't be any problem. And you'll get to see the Grand Prix of Monaco, you'll get to see the Indy 500, and of course, you'll get to see the Coca-Cola 600 all on Sunday. So coming up, we're going to talk Indy 500 with Marco Andretti of the famous Andretti family and the defending champion, Takuma Sato, right after these words from our friends at Sling TV. Sling TV is America's number one live television streaming service, and I'm here to tell you that I am proud to be a slinger. That's right. Slinging is about breaking norms and connecting people with TV that satisfies through choice and control at a reasonable price. It is a way of life. Anyone can be a slinger. I invite my friends to enjoy the choice and control that only Sling TV can offer. Hey, millions are doing it, folks. You want freedom, right? Well, Sling gives you the freedom and the choice to craft just the right package that fits your interest. If you're a newsie, you've got CNN, you've got MSNBC, you've got Bloomberg, you've got CNBC, you've got HLN, You've got BBC World. That's just to name a few. If you're a sports person, hey, no problem there. You've got the ESPN family of networks, Fox Sports Networks, NBC Sports Network, and much, much more. Lifestyles, HGTV, Food Network, Travel Network, Lifetime. Entertainment, there you go. You got TNT, TBS, USA, Comedy Central, A&E, plus much, much more. Multiple languages, no problem. Sling has 22 different languages at the lowest price on the market anywhere. So give Sling TV a try today. I will bet that you're going to be a slinger just like me for a very, very long time. So go to sling.com. That's sling.com and check out how to be a slinger today. You know, if there is such a thing as racing royalty, well, then the Andretti family is right up there on the Mount Rushmore of it here in the United States. But with all the success that Andretti Motorsports has had over the years, beginning with the patriarch of the family, Mario, for some reason, Indianapolis has been the curse of the family. It began, of course, with Mario Andretti, who ran the race 29 times and only won one Indy 500. That was in 1969. It was the year he got to Victory Lane. Now, it was always something with regards to Mario. It could have been mechanical failures, which he certainly had. Crashes, which were at times spectacular. And then, of course, there was in 2006 a stunning last lap pass that cost him another Indy title. Following in the footsteps of the father, of course, was Michael Andretti. Michael, one of the most prolific and, again, successful people in the IndyCar circuit, won the Indy 500 five times, but that is as an owner. Three times that he raced as a driver, he didn't win. So that leaves it, at this point in time, to Marco Andretti. And as we get ready to talk to Marco, one of the things that you can say is that he's very much a confident young man. He's a talented young driver. And when the Indy 500 takes place this week, he will be starting in the fourth row, driving the number 98 Andretti Autosport Honda, which he qualified at 227.288 miles per hour on this year's Indy 500 grid. And Marco, I know it's not the pole, but your thoughts about starting in row four?
Well, of course, you want to be as close to the pointy end as possible. And I think, you know, mm-hmm. as far as day two qualifying goes, I'm in the position I would have chose because, I mean, mm-hmm. I prefer outside anyway. So that was as good as we could have done on day two.
Right. What's the difference between the Hondas and the Chevrolets? It seems like this is it's a very heavy Chevrolet situation in the first couple rows.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they're a bit more human in race trim. Mm-hmm. You know, it's obviously they locked out a majority of the top nine there, but you know, obviously this race you need a good balanced car as well. So, mm-hmm. You know, hopefully we'll be going forward right away.
Yeah, how about you know, Indianapolis is such a special place to begin with. And then you put your family involvement in there with your grandfather and your father and now yourself. Is there any added pressure for you at Indianapolis, or is that just something that the press has a tendency to gin up?
Well, it's a big race. I mean, you know, pressure sure. is a good thing, I always say. I always say, mm-hmm. you know, it means you're playing for something. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if there's no pressure, that means, you know, you're probably not playing for much. So I think it's a good mm-hmm. thing. And I like to perform under pressure.
So you're starting in ninth. It's a long day, 500 miles. Take us around the track. You're heading into first turn. What is so special about Indy versus other tracks that you face?
I think honestly, driver intros is where you notice it, but it's the people, it's the magnitude of the race. And, mm-hmm. And then going down to turn one on the opening lap, it looks different than you've been practicing just because of all the people. So it looks mm-hmm. a lot narrower. And you know, it's from there, it's just about trying to stay unscathed through turn one, and then you know, be at the right place at the right time.
What about going down the backstretch? I've heard that that's kind of an interesting thing because it's almost like a tunnel vision because you're aiming right into that area that you're talking about with all the fans coming into the turn at three and four.
Yeah, it's very similar, and I think that's where a lot of the drafting and the pop's going to happen after the restart, you know, on the backstretch. So turn one's going to be about just filing in and getting through, and then I think everybody will get their runs out of two.
How physically demanding is the Indy 500?
It's not physical at all. It's actually really, it's a mental race, which becomes physical, right? Because it's draining.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, the wheel's pretty light. It's not a physical race. If it's obviously, if it's super hot, it's can be draining after a couple hours.
How do you prepare yourself for, you know, for the 500 miles?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long preparation process. I mean, it's we're there for 2 weeks, and so much goes into it. I mean, I've been out on the start there in 09, and there's no worse feeling because of all the work that goes into it. So there's a ton of prep work, not just myself, but the entire team. And, you know, it's our Super Bowl. It's a big, big day.
What about traffic? I mean, some people are good in it. You seem to be very good in it. How much is that is you, and how much of it is your spotter?
The spotter, I always say you should use as a tool, not rely 100% on them.
Sure.
But yeah, in traffic, I think that's going to be the key to, you know, if your car is good in traffic, you carry more throttle than the guys ahead of you, go forward.
Mm-hmm. Marco, it is said that the track at Indy, the Rickyard, is a driver's track. What's your favorite part of driving at Indy?
I think my favorite thing is just, you know, as drivers, that's the place that allows us to take our machines to the limit, you know, as far as speed goes. So just the pure speed of it, and obviously the history of the event, what's not to love.
When you get into a race like Indy, how much do you rely on what's going on with your fellow Andretti Autosport drivers?
I always find that I do a better job just focusing on what I need, you know, and a lot of times you find yourself leading the train when you do that, and that ended up happening so far this month. You know, I had a lot of my teammates just went to my setup yesterday, so now I got to beat five guys on the same car.
Talk us through getting ready for the 500. What are some of the steps that you take to get ready in the month of May? Why it takes an entire month to get ready for that race?
I don't know. You can wake me up out of my sleep and I'll go drive it Indy, but obviously, you know, they give us a lot of time there, and so we just try to make the right changes. But a lot of times you end up, once you find the sweet spot, you end up going back to that car a lot of times. And that's sort of the position I'm in. I felt I had a bit too much time this year, which is, I guess, a good thing.
So what's the week like for you? Now you're on the road. But when do you get to Indy? When do you get settled in? And when do you get to touch the car again?
Carb day is the last hour of practice. But I'll be back in Indy tomorrow, and we are flat out all week with PR stuff.
Okay. And then from that point, you're rocking and rolling on Sunday. I've often thought that when you're standing there and you hear, you know, the national anthem being played and all the, you know, way back home in Indiana and all that situation, the pomp and circumstance, does that get you psyched, or by that point you're already psyched? You're just waiting for them to give you the okay to start your engines and get out on the track.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, when you leave the green room and you see all the people, that's when you realize the magnitude of the event. And yeah, I mean, I'm pumped up before all that, but that just adds to it.
Good luck this week, and hopefully next time we'll talk, we'll be talking to the defending 2018 Indianapolis 500 winner.
That's the best thing you said all day. I like it.
Thanks to Marco Andretti for joining us. Right after these words, we'll be back with the defending champion, Takuma Sato, right after this. Let me tell you a little bit about my friends at BitTrust IRA, okay? The world of cryptocurrency is both exciting and daunting, okay? It's not a place for rookies. Look, if you don't have cryptocurrency like I do and millions of others in your existing portfolio, you are making a mistake. But now I know you want to take advantage of Bitcoin, but you don't know how. You want to add Bitcoin to your retirement account. Look, you're always wanting to add diversity to your portfolio, you know, and why not look at innovative investments, right? Well, I'm going to tell you what, my buddies at BitTrust IRA are going to help you do this in a seamless and secure way to add cryptocurrency to your portfolio. Their team handles the entire process. They make it easy, okay? Now, their team becomes your team. They explain everything to you in a step-by-step manner, very easy, okay? They answer every one of your questions. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to download a free copy of their Cryptocurrency IRA Investor's Guide. That's called the Cryptocurrency IRA Investor's Guide. It is free, and you can get it at bittrustira.com/podcast. That's bittrustira.com/podcast. bittrustira.com/podcast. Or if you prefer to call, that's not a problem either. All right, you ready? Here's the numbers. 855-642-8800. That's 855-642-8800. Call the folks at BitTrust IRA today. You're going to thank me for it. I know you will. You're coming back to Indianapolis as the defending champion. That's a pretty amazing situation. Kind of cool thing, huh?
I know. It is really cool. And it's actually unbelievable experience, you know, whole journey after winning last year and all over the, I mean, over the course of the winters as well. I mean, it's just a non-stop. And coming back for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in May as a defending champion, that's a real dream come true. And it's just a fantastic support and from fans and everything. So, yeah, it's just an amazing, amazing experience.
How was it for your countrymen? I know a lot of folks, you know, when you won, were extremely excited about that.
Yeah, of course, myself, it's just actually really dream comes true. And all the people who, you know, have been supporting my program, you know, of course, all the sponsors and families and everyone really, really, and the fans, of course, that I really appreciate. And then, in fact, I was so proud of to share the joy and making a new history for you know, one step, you know, ahead for the you know, because this is really for any of the Asian drivers, it's a big
right.
history. So it's a really proud of that and a part of it. And you know, without everyone's support, I wouldn't be able to do so. So it was a fantastic achievement.
Well, it's an amazing situation when you and other drivers have a worldwide following. It's always a humbling thing.
Yes, yes. I think you know, Indy 500 is well, basically every driver's dream. You know, who participate in the IndyCar series, and I mean, it's you know, 500 is one of the, you know, the race in the series, but it's just so outstanding, nothing like it, you know. And you know, over 100 years of the racing, that's a you know, this is the longest in history in any motor racing. And it's the biggest event. I mean, 350,000 people coming for the one single day. That's
right.
That's nothing like any other sport. So it's just a great event, I think.
Well, if you think about it, that's about the size of a small town. So
it's amazing.
You know, it's like the small town moves into Indianapolis for a day.
Yes.
Takuma, I think one of the things that is so amazing about your abilities is that you're probably one of the tactically most precise drivers on the IndyCar circuit. What is it about the way you drive so, you know, tactically well that you think helps you?
Well, I think experience for sure is the one thing that I've, you know, as probably you and probably some people remember that back in 2012, I was very close to very close to be for the victory circle. Now, of course, you know, that was the last lap, and then I had a great opportunity, and went for the winning. And as a result, there is so many reasons, but as a result, it didn't happen. And basically, that means it failed. So why? I mean, if scientifically you approach, you know, you really need to understand what's happening, and then you go through it 100 times, and you learn. There's so many other things. So, you know, once after that, of course, I was dreaming to get another opportunity to challenge for the winning. Unfortunately, it didn't come for the 5 years. But every time I was ready, you know, when I got opportunity, I can do the job, you know, because now you experience it. You know how to get there, because unless you're there, really difficult to understand the whole story. So, you know, last year, I know Andretti Autosports has been really successful for the recent years, Indy 500 particularly. And I knew the 26 cars boys and really, really dedication for the entire Andretti Autosports. I know we had a big chance to win the race. So six of us, you know, tried to go for win. And eventually, yeah, I came off with what a perfect race for us we had. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, first, you have to have a car capable to win the race, so which is very fast car. Secondly, the pit stop and the guys and all the strategies also, you know, to your way. And then thirdly, of course, you know, you have to drive and manage for the entire 500 miles. And really, it's last 30 laps, and particularly for the last 10 laps, is really thrilling and very, very, challenging. And for me, like the last 5 laps was really the magic number, because I know I could read the race right now, but many, many people thought, you know, when I did action to the overtook the Helio, it was way too early. You know, everybody thought, oh, you know, you want to lead the race until last lap, which is true. But, you know what, if we have a yellow flag or something happening, then you're stuck in the second. You basically, you're out of the chance even before you try. And I didn't want to make that situation. Now, of course, if I read the race for 5 laps to go, I knew Helio is coming to attempt. But whether it take a 1 lap or 2 laps or 3 laps, and I really wanted to see it. If, you know, if he overtook me, and then obviously then I could re-overtook me, came again on the very last lap. So my calculation, this brain's like, you know, spinning like a Sam's engine, like a 12,000 RPM. I was thinking a lot of, like, a bit like a chess game. And, you know, to put the car and to put the things and how you like it. And eventually, all the puzzle came all one piece together. So It was one of the exciting race, one of the great race, and that you know, the battling through the 500 race, especially with Helio Castroneves, I really enjoyed the entire the race.
Well, this year you're driving with Ray Hall Letterman Langingham Racing. You've got the Honda that you qualified on row 6 at 226 miles an hour, which is moving along pretty quick. Obviously, everybody wants to start on the first row, but is starting in the sixth row in the number 30 car there? What's your break the race down into quadrants, or how do you strategize your way to move from row 6 up to the front?
Right. Yes. I mean, you rightly say everybody wants to be in the front row for sure. You know, that's the indication of you got the fast equipment, which firstly you have to have, and then secondly, of course, it's less chance of getting involved in some of the incidents unnecessarily. So for the risk management point of view, yeah, you want to be up front as early as possible. However, I mean, the qualify this year we honestly struggled, especially for the first day. Where Letterman Landing and Racing, unfortunately, we were ending up in 29, 13, 31st, so it was really tough. But I think the really great comeback from the boys and the engineer working so hard overnight, and I was put put my 30 cars on the 16th place, which isn't necessarily our best race, but I think it's considering that we had a difficulty on the first day of the qualify, I think it was a huge step forward, and I certainly had a really good feeling and really pleased about it. Now, of course, the race is it's going to be difficult for sure, but I think in the race is a completely different race from the qualify, and I think it's a race anything is can possible, anything can happen. So first, really need to settle down to the race as early as possible, and you just try to move up, but no rush, because you have 500 miles, and you probably do the minimum 6 and possibly 7 or 8 times for the pit stops. So I think I think any strategy is possible, and really almost impossible to know up until last stint. But that's my plan is, basically you have to survive for the whole race. And then, you need to build up the car that you like it. And also the car potentially, the winning competitiveness and for the last 20 laps, which is very different from the lap 1 to lap 20. So, you can build it. And I think it's possible.
So, come up from your standpoint, I mean, you're now with this great racing team. And of course, Bobby Rahal is an iconic figure in motor racing.
Yes.
Does Bobby in any way, shape or form work with you, coach you, talk with you, help you strategize? Is Bobby involved in that
yes.
sort of way, almost like a coach, if you will?
Well, I'm not sure about maybe coach and driver could apply you that when you have a junior driver. Or
okay.
early stage of the new season or new series, so that driver has to learn a lot. Like really did actually Oyo Sylvia, my teammate today is always my kind of a little coach in oval. Very first year in 2010 when I was driving for the Jimmy Vassar. So Jimmy was calling my race, and Oyo was kind of, give me a, what you should have, could have, all things for the oval racing, which was very new for me at that time. So it was really helpful. But Bobby is heavily involving Sergio car because he's calling my race. So likewise, and back in 2012. So Bobby was away for the pit stand, I think, last few seasons, but he was really happy to back and call my race, and I'm certainly very happy to working with Bobby very closely. So I think he has got a great experience and a great almost ability to calling the race. Really, I mean, just like 2012, I'm sure you don't fully know it, but there's a couple of races, just almost like a magic cold, and nobody really believe how it's going to be. But then Bobby almost like, now's a good chance, and then we take a lead score, or we take a chance, and then ending up a really good position. So I hope we have a trouble-free, but very very good strategy for the coming 500, and we can compete in highest level we can achieve.
Well, Takuma, I thank you very much for joining me today, and I wish you all the best, and it would be great to see you in the winner's circle, as the repeat champion of the 2018 Indianapolis 500.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We'll be back with more right after this from Sling TV. Sling TV is America's number one live television streaming service, and I'm here to tell you that I am proud to be a Slinger. That's right. Slinging is about breaking norms and connecting people with TV that satisfies through choice and control at a reasonable price. It is a way of life. Anyone can be a Slinger. I invite my friends to enjoy the choice and control that only Sling TV can offer. Hey, millions are doing it, folks. You want freedom, right? Well, Sling gives you the freedom and the choice to craft just the right package that fits your interest. If you're a newsie, you've got CNN, you've got MSNBC, you've got Bloomberg, you've got CNBC, you've got HLN, you've got BBC World. That's just to name a few. If you're a sports person, hey, no problem there. You've got the ESPN family of networks, Fox Sports Networks, NBC Sports Network, and much, much more. Lifestyles, HGTV, Food Network, Travel Network, Lifetime. Entertainment, there you go. You got TNT, TBS, USA, Comedy Central, A&E, plus much, much more. Multiple languages, no problem. Sling has 22 different languages at the lowest price on the market anywhere. So give Sling TV a try today. I will bet that you're going to be a Slinger just like me for a very, very long time. So go to sling.com. That's sling.com and check out how to be a Slinger today. Welcome back to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams. You know, if you haven't yet subscribed to us, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, it's very simple to do. All you have to do is go to the iTunes Store. We're part of the Apple Podcast family. The Google Play Store. How about Blog Talk Radio? Now, if you're into podcast apps, like I know many of you are, we're on the top three without question. Stitcher, Spreaker, and of course, the TuneIn app. Now, we're also happy to be part of the Amazon family of podcasts. So if you do have one of those wonderful Amazon Echoes or any of the Amazon devices which you use for, you know, listening to things around the home, all you have to do is say, "Hey Alexa, would you please play Stream On with Jim Williams?" And you will get the latest edition of the show delivered either to your phone, to your tablet, to both, or to Alexa. So all three are options. So please go out and subscribe to Stream On with Jim Williams today. We greatly would appreciate it. And speaking of greatly appreciating something, we greatly appreciate our guest today, Marco Andretti, and of course, the defending Indy 500 champion, Tecumseh Masato. We thank them both for joining us, and we wish them all the best, and if nothing else, a very safe trip around Indy for the 500 miles. It'd be fun to see either of those guys win. It's going to be an outstanding race, and as we said before, what a great day of racing. You've got the Monaco Grand Prix, you've got the Indy 500, and you've got the Coca-Cola 600. If you're a race fan, this is your greatest day, and it's going to be a wonderful and fun weekend, okay? We hope that no matter what you choose to stream this weekend, that you do it safely, and you have a wonderful and very peaceful Memorial Day weekend. Until next time, I'm Jim Williams for the team right here at Stream On, saying enjoy your holiday weekend, and we'll see you next time.